Welcome, guys and gals. This is the TDC Connected meeting for Wednesday, September 30th. We are doing a little bit of a review, or basically a follow-up, to our meeting that we held, I believe, on the 2nd of the month, and that was regarding business reply mail labels and some different, in our opinion, better options that are now have now become available. We're all familiar with the BRM stickers that we've all used for years and years that, you know, we get the, you know, from the post office, but that don't come with tracking. And as Joff had mentioned in the last meeting, it's like the price is just climbing and climbing and climbing. It used to be $2.40 to send something locally, then it went into the threes, then into the fours, and Joff was even mentioning to where he's getting business reply mail packages locally delivered, and they're costing them, you know, close to $6, sometimes a little bit more. I noticed right after our meeting last week that we had got some in here locally from a doctor pretty much 2-3 miles down the road, and it came in at $5.80, so I hadn't even noticed that their price kept creeping up and up and up. So Joff had spoken about, and we sent out some screenshots and some information from him on ways to contact your local post office person if you want to set up that kind of a system. Joff will talk a little bit more about it today. But at the same time, John McKinnon in Kansas City had mentioned that Stamps.com and their sister company were now offering business reply mail labels that you could print on their website. The problem initially was that you had to pay for the darn label at the time you printed it, but they had a beta testing program in place to where it was going to allow you to print a first class or priority mail, if you wanted to, return mail label that would not get charged to your account until it was used by the customer. Well, that was not active on the 2nd of the month, just 4 weeks ago, but it is now. And if you saw the email I sent out, obviously you saw the screenshots that I took. I created those labels this morning, and it allowed us to, of course, print the labels. And you pay for the label that you're printing initially because, of course, you're sending something to the customer, but you just pay for that label, and I even noticed it in the balance that they carry for us in the top right of the screen. It only reduced by the amount of the initial label. $3.67 was what the label that I printed. It did not charge us for that return label, which is exactly what we were hoping. So the system that Stamps.com put in place, which to me is easier, and Joff kind of attested to that a little bit this morning when I talked to him. If you want to put a little bit more time into it, you can do, you know, that route that Joff talked about directly with your post office. If you're already got a Stamps.com account set up, you can at least right now in the time that maybe you are setting that other system up, you can do this, you know, now. So I thought it was cool. And then secondarily, the label that I printed that you guys may see on the screenshots was for something all the way to New Jersey. So from California to New Jersey, first class mail, $3.67. However, the return label is going to be $4.67. So either Stamps making a buck out of it, or for some reason it's more expensive to send a package from New Jersey to California than it is from California to New Jersey. But I don't think that's the case, because I did kind of a sample label here locally to a doc. I think it was $3.20 to send it to him, first class, half-pound package, and it was $4.20 to get it back. So it does sound like they're kind of adding a buck on that return label. But either way, that $4.20 is still $1.50, $1.80 cheaper than what we're dealing with now recently on the BRM label, and it's cheaper. You can print the label right there. It doesn't charge you until it's used, and the other cool thing is it comes with tracking. I was speaking with Joff earlier this morning and let him know that you can go into your history. So if a doctor, Dr. Smith, says, oh, we sent you a package, what do you mean you haven't received it? It's been, you know, 2 weeks. You can actually go into that history of that original label that you sent them, and it will bring up the label that you gave them with tracking. So you can track their package for them and find out if it ever made it to the post office or not, it's in transit, et cetera. So I've been kind of rambling on here. I'll mention one more thing before I open the floor up and get Joff on for a second. John McKinnon sent me a first-class mail package on Wednesday the 23rd, and I know that because it actually prints the date when you create a label on stamps.com. We received it on Friday the 25th, and I don't know what time he got it to his post office. Maybe he can share that with us. But our mail comes here at 10:30, and we had it by 10:30 on Friday. I was kind of blown away. So I mean, U.S. Postal Service getting from Kansas City to California from Wednesday to Friday is a little bit of a push. And here was a first-class package that made it from Kansas City to Irvine, California in, you know, less than probably 48 hours. So I don't know if they're getting their act together or we just got lucky, but that did happen as early as last week. So thanks for listening to my ramblings, guys. Just so you know, to unmute your line, simply hit *6. And then to remute your line so we don't hear some of that background noise, if you are driving down the road or you got some dog barking in the background or something, just hit *6 again, and that will remute your line. So, Joff, if you'll hit *6 and join the conversation, I just wanted to talk to you or have you talk just a bit about your experience lately now that we've had a full month of you utilizing your new style BRM system through the post office.
I'm on now. It's been good. I've gotten up to 15 ounces of instruments, and they only charge $321. I can tell when the system's up, it's been down a little bit. You can tell what's coming because it shows pending and a little thing. So, like right now, I have 11 boxes pending because I can do the math on the $321 and see what's about to be there. So it's kind of nice to let me know, get prepared. You know, it's going to be real busy. And the post office has transitioned pretty well. They haven't held but a couple of them back that they made a mistake on. And so I've been real pleased with it, saving a lot of money. And then more importantly, I'm getting things, and I get a lot of these boxes in one day in Atlanta. So they'll, you know, within the metropolitan Atlanta area, that's the length of time. I'd say 75% of them I get in one day. So it's, and I just opened some BRM boxes, and they're dated 9/20. So it took 8 days for me to get these. And
so the BRM ones that took 8 days, were those the ones, the prior stickers that you had out in circulation, not the newer ones?
Correct. Okay. The newer stickers are taking like 1 day, 2 days at the most. And
wow.
It's improving things dramatically. And they're, you know, scanning them pretty easily. I guess they're used to, you know, doing that with all the other mail.
And it's cheaper too, right?
Yes. I mean, the BRM that I got was, one was $685 and one was $585.
So you're paying $6.25 on average. I just throwing that out there. I didn't get a calculator, but on average per package with the old style BRM without tracking, and it takes 8 days. And then what is your cost on the new ones? You said $321,
and it doesn't fluctuate. I've never gotten over a pound package yet, but I got like 14 or 16 instruments that weighed 15 ounces was the heaviest thing I've gotten so far.
So
and it was $321.
Half the price, and it's taking 2 days.
Yes.
1 day. You said 1 day on some.
1 day, 75% of the time, so it's improved everything dramatically.
So you said just you opened it up with saying you've got 11 packages pending. And that's because as soon as it hits the post office, it does drain your account for the $321 per package. So you can see that. When did that happen, and when did that happen today or yesterday?
This morning it showed up when I logged in. I could see, I went to the back to the post office today, and they told me that I had 3 or 4 other ones. And I was charged for those like 2 days ago, so I think they're a day or two behind at my post office right now and just processing regular mail.
Do you think you'll receive those newer style business reply with the tracking? Do you think you'll receive those today possibly or tomorrow?
Either today or, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the girl in the back told me that she only saw two up there, but, I mean, it's a pretty big post office, so they may have already – got them set aside and she didn't see them or something. They've been very good about giving me locker keys ever since this. I guess it's easier for them not to – they don't have a place for all these boxes, so
they're putting them in lockers for me, which is helping. I can go get them anytime after, hours and things.
Okay, so they give you just one locker? I've been there.
Yeah, the locker holds about 20. I mean, it can hold like 20. You're not going to fill up a locker. I hope I fill up a locker, but I haven't yet.
Okay, cool. So it's quicker, 2 days instead of 8. It's a couple bucks cheaper on average. Sound like $3 cheaper per package. So you're saving $3. You just saved $33.
Yes.
Essentially, right, with those 11 packages.
Exactly.
That just today, in one day, you save 30-something bucks, just right to the bottom line, save the money that you would have paid out-of-pocket otherwise. That adds up over the course of the year. That's going to be hundreds and hundreds, if not maybe even into the thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I'm figuring it's going to be $3,000 to $4,000 in savings, depending on how many
boxes. Holy crap, right to the bottom line.
Yep.
Such a no-brainer. Okay, that's awesome. Well, first of all, I just so everybody knows, Joff is the one who brought this to our attention. And once I mentioned it, John McKinnon had a little bit of experience, so he phoned me up and wanted to talk to me a little bit about some options too. So I just really want to thank you, Joff, for doing that. This is potentially going to save a lot of people a significant amount of money, the people that, move forward with this. And
no
there's
problem.
Tracking, and it's going to save them time. it's like a no-brainer. It's going to save you time, it's going to save you money, and it's faster, kind of like the dentist choice, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what we're doing for our customers, and somehow now the post office is crazily doing that for us. So I don't know what to say. That's awesome. Like I had mentioned before, and you guys can see from that last TDC Connected call September 2nd with all the information that Joff provided us. You can go through that route. I think two or three people had already talked about doing that when you were introducing that to us earlier in the month, Joff. And then if you don't want to use that route, guys, I mean, even the stamps.com one, which sounds like it's about a buck more than what Joff's talking about, is still a great option and is going to save you, seemingly $2 a package, maybe not three like Joff's getting with the other system, but two. So either way, you guys are definitely going to be saving a lot of money by switching over to this system. Plus, that whole BRM system is just so archaic. If the one guy or one gal at the post office, your local post office, was sick that day, no BRM packages got processed. Because the other people, for the most part, wouldn't, pick up the slack and process them. That was our experience, where we actually found that out by having to drive down to our local Irvine post office here, and I'm sure it's the same everywhere. And you had to wait for the person, and if she wasn't there or he wasn't there, you had to wait longer. Just wait longer. And the tracking. The tracking's key, guys. I mean, everybody wants tracking on their packages, and they've got it, so... I don't know. I guess we could open it up for questions at this point. So, again, just real quick, guys and gals, hit *6 to unmute your line if you have any questions. I'd be happy to take any, although my experience here is a little bit limited. And Joff said he'd be able to answer some questions too. Anyone? Oh, guys, I did want to mention, if you do want this recording, and I'll put out an email, GoDaddy, who hosts our TDC Connected site, is going through a change in either their hosting or their website development pages. So I was unable to download the last meeting and talk to one of their technicians, and he wasn't able to help me either. So if you do want, while they're figuring their thing out over at GoDaddy, if you do want any recordings, I can't email them directly to you. And I did that to Ben Nafis up in Bakersfield last week. He wanted that initial meeting, and so I emailed it to him, and within 30 seconds, we were still on the phone. As a matter of fact, he had already got it, downloaded it, and started playing it. So it's a pretty easy process, just it's not on TDC Connected website yet. FYI. Oh, okay, unrelated. Then since we haven't taken any questions on that, if you are still on the line, I was talking to Corey Fisher in Colorado last week, and these darn Sirona dense ply people have now introduced a Midwest Tradition TB, which we have a schematic on the TDC website. But this one, somewhere on it, I think kind of by the reference number or something, Corey had mentioned, the number's 2020, thinking this is a 2020, year 2020 release. And so it says Midwest Tradition, and on Dense Ply Sirona, TB, like the ones we've been familiar with here for the last year and a half to 2 years, it's got a slightly smaller head size and a slightly smaller impeller. So we're trying to wrap our arms around what in the heck they just released now. And Corey had mentioned it, but, you know, it's probably still under manufacturer's warranty. But like many of you and like Corey, he's got customers that they don't want to send it in and wait forever to get the darn thing back from Midwest, if at all. So, you know, they'll send it to him anyway and go, you know what, just fix it. So he was, I believe, able to put a new spindle in that existing impeller and match up the bearings and get it running right. But just be careful out there, guys and gals. There's now a new Midwest Tradition Sirona Dense Ply TB, but somewhere on there it's got the numbers 2020, and we assume meaning the year 2020. It's got a slightly smaller head and the 404.95 PB or 96 PB, that impeller is like 20 thousandths too wide, so it just won't fit in that head. So keep your eye out for that. I'll put an email out on that too. You guys shouldn't be really seeing them yet. They're a 2020 handpiece. A, they shouldn't be failing already. B, I'm sure they're under at least a 1 year or 2 year manufacturer's warranty. But if you got customers like Corey that just say, the heck with it, I just want it fixed and I don't want to deal with the manufacturer, then you may see one or two, and just be aware. And I think that's all I had for random thoughts. So I'll just leave the floor open here for a few minutes, and if everyone's good, then I'll stop the recording and we can move on with our days. All right, sounds like we're good, Joff.
All right. Thanks, David. I appreciate all your work on this too.
Yep. Thank you, Joff. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day and a great week, and hopefully October's another good month for everybody. Thanks again, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.